The following program is paid for by the Neal Financial Group
and does not reflect the view of KWHI or its advertisers. The opinions voiced in this show are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. You should consult a financial professional when considering making investments in the financial markets. Financial markets may involve risks. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. Nothing said on this show is intended to or should be considered an offer or solicitation to buy or sell any security. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Should you have more questions, please visit the website at nealfinancial.com or call their Brenham office at 979-836-2903.
Welcome to the Money Makeover Show. The Money Makeover team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Certified financial planner Doug Neal, chartered financial consultant Jamie Keys, certified financial planner Tony Nafar, and your team of CPAs, attorneys, real estate, and financial pros. Now, here's your Money Makeover team.
Good morning. Welcome to the Money Makeover Show, the place where we help you make better, smarter financial decisions. I'm Tony Navarro, certified financial planner, at your service this morning, along with Doug Neal, certified financial planner, and Jamie Keys, chartered financial consultant. We are all members of the Money Makeover team from Neal Financial Group. And of course, Craig Montana running the studio for us, as he does pretty much all the time. So, meantime, we're taking a look at markets, we're taking a look at your possibilities for making better decisions, or perhaps the most efficient decisions for you and your family, or if you have a business. That is what we do, a lot of that, as financial planners.
We do a lot of teaching, because then if you know the answers or you know how things work, then you can pick, you can make an informed decision. You can make a better financial decision if you know how things work.
Yeah, and the big thing is, how do they work together or not? So, again, that's why we are financial planners, because we love that stuff. And we like the intricacies and the ins and outs, Jamie Keys, about how do you blend things? Do these things work together? And do they work for this individual or this family?
Absolutely. You know, that's why we like getting the phone calls, because we never know what the questions are always going to be. And we talked many times about how important it is to know what questions to ask. And that goes back to what Doug just mentioned, is if you're educated a little bit, at least you can begin to understand that there are questions that you need to ask. And that's a good thing. A lot of people don't like to ask questions, but they say, well, I'm afraid of asking a stupid question, and there are no such things.
Well, and the other thing is, some of us may feel that as adults, we're supposed to know the answers to these things. It's like, okay, you're going to be born knowing all this stuff.
Well, and the other side of that coin is, as adults, we think we know. And many
and
times
always.
That's not true.
Well, and because things are so intertwined and interwoven sometimes in our lives, right? You know, your 401k or 403b plan is one thing. Your IRA is another thing. What about your taxes? Jamie's going to talk a little bit about where you live. Your residency does not always equal what the IRS refers to as your domicile. Huh? What's that? We're in tax season, so we're going to lean on that a little bit. Also, a question I get asked all the time, which thing should I do first? Should I put money into the bank and have an emergency fund and beef that up? Or should I start putting money in my 401k? Is it an either or kinds of things? Is there something more important than the other? Also, we'll try to get around to some volatility. What does that mean to your retirement plan at work? And we'll take a little checkup on where the market returns are so far. We've been seeing a little volatility here the last few months. So how should you think about that? How volatile is it? Is it still, etc.? Meantime, you got a question or two about something in particular that you're wrestling right with right now? You're welcome to call us anytime during the program, but I know some of you are shy about having your voice on the air. So here's an opportunity. You can call us right now on our private line, and that is 800-332-7879. 800-332-7879. You're listening to the Money Makeover Show from Neil Financial Group.
By Monday morning,
RWG Construction Management is a Brenham-based construction management and general contractor company owned and operated by Bob Grabarczyk. RWG provides project management services nationally for hotel and restaurant renovations. In Brenham, they served as construction manager on the renovation of the Simon Theater, Unity Theater, Select Furnishings, and numerous residential and commercial projects for the last 32 years. RWG Construction Management, 307 South Baylor Street in Brenham. Call 979-836-7176.
Hey, neighbor, are you buying ag equipment from a dealer who lacks service? ASCO believes great customer service should extend past the sale. Stop in ASCO on Highway 290 to see their Mahindra inventory and experience their second-to-none customer service. Get what you want, exceptional value from a tractor that is durable, hardworking, and dependable, and let them show you the ASCO difference. Head over to ASCO Equipment on Highway 290 in Brenham today for huge savings on Mahindra tractors and utility vehicles. Learn more at ascoeq.com.
When you're sick, you don't want to wait in a long line for your prescription. You just want your medicine so you can start feeling better. That's why since 1953, folks have been having their prescriptions filled at 303 North Park Street in Brenham. From its beginnings as Roy Wheezy Pharmacy to its current name, Kendura Pharmacy, there's always been a friendly, familiar face behind the counter to take care of you. No long lines, no hassles for 7 decades. Now that's consistency you can trust. That's Kendura Pharmacy at 303 North Park Street in downtown Brenham.
Welcome back to The Dog Show. Up next, we have Satchmo. Satchmo is a member of the Shelter Pet Group.
That's right, a group known especially for their couch-snuggling, ball-chasing, face-licking, tail-wagging, backyard-hanging, and, of course, companionship. Now, let's see him in action.
Look how he makes eye contact with his person.
That's actually known as the treat stare.
How intuitive, and now he appears to be excitedly turning in circles.
Ah, the happy dance will come in with this group.
But really, the best way to know an amazing shelter pet like Satchmo is to meet one.
Visit theshelterpetproject.org today. Adar.
This ad brought to you by the Ad Council and Aggieland Humane Society of Bryan.
Do you remember when you were a kid?
Which grown-up do you remember most?
It just takes one day.
One caring adult.
One Boys and Girls Club.
Who changed your life?
Who's going to change mine?
Are you the one?
For more information about the Boys and Girls Club of Washington County, call 979-277-9383 or visit the club at 1710 East Tom Green Street in Brenham.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Welcome back to the Money Makeover Show with the Money Makeover Team from Neil Financial Group. Hey, I did mention that we do have the show, of course, but we also do the free review. If you've got some thorny issues you've been looking at financially, whether it's you or maybe it's your kids, maybe to have them learn to be a little bit more knowledgeable about their investments. If they're just getting started in a 401k, I know a lot of you as parents get asked as soon as you got a kid who's out of college and now they got their first job or they're pretty new at stuff and maybe they haven't even thought about doing the 401k or 403b plan at their workplace. I get those questions all the time because I do a lot of enrollments. But first thing I hear is, well, I'm going to go ask my dad what I should do.
And what does your dad do for a living?
Well, he could be doing whatever,
he
right?
He could be doing anything. Yeah.
Yeah, you know. So free review for those folks is really really helpful, but also for you. How are you doing things, and what have you learned, and how do you cope with things like market volatility, for instance? There are a number of studies out now that showed what many, many of us did when the markets went south at the end of December. Things got really scary and rocky. And that is a lot of people stepped in, pulled money out of their investments in their 401k plans, in particular this one study I was looking at.
Not necessarily pull it out of the plan, just switched investments inside of it.
So what they did was they went to money market.
Right.
And they sold all their things that had been way up during the year. And now they lost maybe 10, 15%, depending on how aggressively invested they were. And so they sold when things went down.
So they locked in their loss. Sold at the bottom.
Yeah. So again, how do you look at these things? Free review can be extremely helpful. We don't want you to go with knee-jerk reactions to everything. Find out about what you're doing. And maybe you need to realign some things.
Yeah.
Well, I was just going to say, I had a family gathering over the weekend, and somebody I hadn't seen in a long time asked me that very question. They were talking about an investment that they had, and they remembered the downturn in 2008 mm-hmm. and how long it's taken for them to recover from that. So I did ask the question. I said, so in 2008, what did you do? Well, they bailed.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
So they had none of the big gains that came after that.
Well, yeah. I mean, they locked in the losses, mm-hmm. and then it's really hard to decide when to get back in after that. And, I told them, all the studies have shown that if you had just held your ground and waited, you'd have more money now than you would by going ahead and bailing at that time mm-hmm. and trying to recover.
Right.
It's harder to do it that way.
So, again, free review can be priceless in many, many ways. And here's how to do that. Give us a call at the office. We'll set you up. No one ever passes judgment, by the way. We're out to help you do things better for you and for your family. That's what we do. There is no charge for this, and it's totally up to you what you want to come in and talk about. Our phone number to set this up, 979-836-2903, 979-836-2903. Sometimes, as we were talking about earlier, Doug, it's hard to figure out which way to go on a lot of things financially.
Yeah, I have a little story to tell, a real life story again about you had talked about, do you put money into your 401k mm-hmm. or do you put it in a cash reserve?
Yeah.
Okay.
Or what you mean is like an emergency fund?
Right, emergency fund.
Right.
Here's a family, they're in their 30s, got three kids, making good money. Do they put more money into the 401k or do they put money into a cash reserve or the kids' college funds? Where do they got X amount of dollars coming in, mm-hmm. where does it go? A little bit different than if you have no kids or if you've got teenagers or just depends.
Mm-hmm.
So what would you do?
Well, the thing about that type of situation is we see that a lot.
Yeah,
there are
do.
A lot of young families in that position, and generally speaking, your income is only a certain amount.
Yeah.
And raising three children
not cheap.
Is not cheap. I mean, there are expenses involved with that. And so you're raising families. And so, yeah, those are pretty common questions. How do I allocate the funds that I have? And do I put it into an emergency fund? Do I put it into college? What about my retirement? What am I going to do when I retire? There are a lot of questions that go into that. typically what I see is families in that position is, how do I go from paycheck to paycheck?
Yeah. How do I make it last till the next paycheck?
Right.
Yeah, exactly. And especially, though, I think now that there are so many things that are so alluring that we want to do and kind of wedge in there. And just imagine this, though. If you are spending $50 a week, and I know plenty of people who do, who are younger and older, doesn't matter. But if you're putting $50 a week at Starbucks, right? Is it possible for you to think about weaning yourself off of some of that and maybe just go down to where you're putting 25? this is, we have things that eat away at what our good intentions are. and what we should be doing. And especially for some of my millennials that I deal with, you know, $50 a week is not what they're spending at Starbucks. It's more like $80 a week or $100 a week. It's not that unusual to see that. So, again, think about where things are, where your priorities are, see where you can make those cuts. Because, you know, that's why we have the expense worksheet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, you see it right there.
You have to get your strategy together, and you have to know where your money is. Okay, you know, it's not hard to figure out what your take-home pay is because you can kind of look, see what gets deposited in the checking account.
Right.
But do you have things taken out? Wouldn't it be nice if you could just take out $25 a paycheck and put it in your retirement and then have another maybe auto bank draft, another $25 to go into the savings account for your emergency fund?
It works better when you don't get your hands on it.
That's right.
First.
When it's done automatically, it takes about 3 months before you get adjusted to that change.
Mm-hmm.
And that would be one method to get started on.
Well, and it still comes back to that question, though, Jamie. Should you put money in your emergency fund or your 401k? Now, I know we always like to say do both, but if you're really between a rock and a hard place, what do you tell people?
Well, there's a study done recently that talked about they were trying to determine exactly that question. What are people doing when it comes to setting money aside? This was a study that was done by First National Bank of Omaha. I have no idea how big the First National Bank of Omaha is. But anyway, they did a survey, a study, to try and to determine how people were using their money and how much they were trying to set aside. And it was kind of interesting. Ask what their number one savings goal was. 40% in the survey said it was to establish an emergency fund. 40%.
Mm-hmm. They knew at least they should be doing it.
Only 26% said it was retirement. What's interesting about that is if 40% of them are saying that their number one financial goal is to establish an emergency fund, what does that tell you about cash flow?
It leads you to believe they don't have one.
They don't have much cash flow, right, because they're struggling to set enough money aside to establish that emergency fund. And so, Tony, we've talked about in the past about when we had the government shutdown, how that affected government workers so much. Well, this would fall right in line with what happened during that time period. If their number one goal is to set aside 40% of them to set aside an emergency fund, only 26% said their number one financial goal was to set aside money for retirement.
Well, part of that, too, though, is that, you know, if you're in your 20s or 30s, that seems so far away, retirement. So it's hard to get to that, right, mentally, psychologically, that you need to do that. So, yeah, I always tell people, you know what, do the emergency fund first. I do a lot of enrollments at 401ks. And, you know, if somebody comes to me and says, look, I don't know which I should do, and I get that a lot, I just say, how much do you have in the bank right now in case you have a flat tire, the washing machine goes out, whatever it is? Well, I've only got like $150 in there right now. Well, there's your answer for a while, simply because it's tough to, if you're in your 20s or 30s or even in your early 40s, if you don't have anything to fall back on, that blows up a lot of different things.
Yeah, see, and that can happen real quick. I was talking with a young couple yesterday with a little child. They had a flat tire, but they were on the freeway. And so by the time they could get off, you know, the tire just kind of fell apart. Well, they got to buy a brand new tire.
Mm-hmm.
So you're talking what? I don't know what new tires cost. $200.
It depends.
Bucks?
Yeah, it depends.
180.
Yeah.
Okay. Where does that come from?
Them.
Because you got to have it. You got to have a tire. You can't drive on that donut forever, although I've seen some people do that.
That is scary. I always change lanes and go around. Right. Yeah. But it's the point is, how do you set priorities?
Yeah.
And that's a tough thing. And is a lot of what we help people do, too.
The survey went on to say that 74% of Americans put less than 10% of their paycheck towards savings. So that means 3/4 of the population is putting less than 10% towards some type of savings program. 23% don't save anything. When asked why they don't put any money towards savings, 26% said it was the high cost of living.
In Omaha?
Well, wherever they did the survey at.
Well, I usually find, though, it's not just that. It's really, where are your priorities?
Mm-hmm.
And that's where, I mean, most of the time when I'm dealing with younger people, they bought this awesome car, all right?
That's usually
and they're making
number
these
one.
Really big payments, and some of them have student loans. So when you're blowing out $1,000 a month, $1,500 between a car payment and a student loan payment, there's not a lot left.
Yeah, I mean, the survey talked about that. It said, as I mentioned, why they're not saving. 26% mm-hmm. said high cost of living. 13% said credit card debt. Mm-hmm. Another 13% said educational debt. And so, you know, you add those numbers up, that's, you know, over half of the people. It had to do with either debt or expenses. But it is a matter of setting priorities. You mentioned one of the things. You know, it's always interesting to watch what your kids do as they go through life. And I've noticed that with my kids that, you know, as they start having children, their consumption priorities change. You know, one of them being the coffee issue.
a little bit less on the Starbucks. Yeah. So there are ways to get ahead. There are ways to think about things. And if you're confused about what things should you tackle first, that's a tough one. What do I do first? Please come in for the free review. Very, very important. We can help you get a handle on this and give you options that are really more customized to what you need to be doing. Again, our number is 979-836-2903. If you want to come in for that free review, 979-836-2903.
You know, we've been talking about that, how you set your priorities. And, you know, part of financial planning not only has to do, we've been talking this morning about setting money aside, which is savings and investing and all of those things, but you have to try and cover risk,
mm-hmm.
you know, and an emergency fund is one way that you try and cover some of the risk that you might face because there are things that are going to come up and you have to be able to handle them. And you have to have some life insurance.
Yes.
And, you know, even if it's just term insurance, have some insurance to protect the family if something were to happen. We've talked about disability coverage.
Yeah.
What if you can't go to work because you're sick or in an accident? All of those things have to be taken care of because those are devastating to a family's economy as if any of those risks are not covered.
One of the questions I was just, you mentioned disability coverage. We generally get that through our employer. All right. Now, if we're self-employed, we can get policies ourselves.
Right.
Right. But most of us get them through our workplace. So I had the question, well, should I do the disability coverage that I get pre-tax, that I pay for pre-tax out of my check? Or should I just go ahead and pay for it after tax? What's the difference there? The difference is whether you get taxed on your benefit, right? And we're going to talk about that when we come right back because I got that question every time, like you guys, mm-hmm. right? With Doug Neal, it's the donut hour at church, right?
Yep.
And with everybody else, it's wherever we are.
Jamie's family gathering.
I have a big family.
Yeah, and of course, I get nailed with all this stuff all the time, too.
You get nailed in the grocery store.
I do. I'm at the checkout line, and somebody says, are you the lady on the radio? I have a question. All right. So, by the way, if you do have a question right now.
Yeah, call.
Yeah, right there now. You go. We're going to come back and talk about disability coverage. Why do you need it and which way should you get it from your employers? Pre-tax, pay it to your employer pre-tax or after tax. You have that choice, generally speaking, in most cases. So how do you decide that? And then let's talk a little bit, too, guys, about the market volatility. And what kind of things do you need to look at with your investments in general, but certainly in your retirement plan at work? So questions. Here's our number. If you're shy, do it right now. Call us now. We'll get you on and we'll talk to you in private on our special line just for you. at 800-332-7879. 800-332-7879. You're listening to Tony, Jamie, and Doug on today's edition of The Money Makeover Show from Neil Financial Group.
The Blinn College Alumni and Friends and the Buccaneer Alumni Letterman Associations invite sponsors and participants to support the 2019 Clay Shootout on Friday, April 5th at the Boswell Porter 4-H Shotgun Range in Caldwell. This year, the Clay Shootout is underwritten by Stylecraft Builders. Participants will enjoy food, drinks, prizes, and awards as they raise funds for scholarships and athletic equipment. To join the fun, register online at blinn.edu/alumni or call 979-830-4344. The Blinn College Alumni Clay Shootout, April 5th. Register today.
Hello, everyone. I'm Susan with Faith Mission. I am so happy to share with y'all how Higgins South, Higgins North, and Faith Mission Furniture has the best merchandise at the best prices with the friendliest staff. And did you also know that everything that we sell goes right back into our community? And also, everything in our Higgins North store is $2, except on Dollar Saturday. It is an absolutely incredible shopping experience. Wow, you've got to be there.
Wish your vehicle would last longer than just the time it takes to pay it off? Preventive maintenance promotes better performance and gas mileage and goes a long way to prolong the life of your vehicle. Head off possible breakdowns that could leave you stranded or parts failures that can cost big money. Call Brenham Tire and Auto at 836-4811 to find out more about preventative maintenance for your vehicle. Brenham Tire and Auto, 605 South Bluebell Road. Remember, if you don't need it, they won't sell it.
I'll never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
It was a moment that changed my life.
It was still at the heart of the storm when we arrived in a convoy of Humvees.
These people had been there for hours, all scared and on the verge of hypothermia.
We dug them out, got them home safely.
That's what we train for, moments like this.
In the Guard, you serve your community as well as your country. Go to NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Texas National Guard, aired by the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
This is John Deans, Brenham, Washington County Crime Stoppers. We have over $50,000 in our reward fund, so it's time to clean up the county. So we're now offering $1,000 guaranteed in cash, tax-free, for any tip that leads to arrest or indictment of a felony crime or capture of a wanted felon. That's right. Drop a dime on the slime and get $1,000 in cash in a matter of days. It's all anonymous. We don't know who you are, and we don't care. If there are bad guys dealing and stealing and running from the law, let Crime Stoppers know, we'll put one large in your hands. Call us at 836-TIPS. That's 836-8477. Stay safe.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'd like to invite you to join me weekdays at 12:50 during the noon hour for my feature, Plant Talk Texas. I'm proud to be carried by my friends here at the station I grew up listening to. KWHI and I go back a long, long ways. Then join me again Saturday mornings at 11 for the Texas State Network Lawn and Garden Hour. That's right here where the news comes first. The 1280 spot on your AM dial. It's KWHI. In Brenham.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
Sugar.
That's a feel-good one.
It is. Oh, and if you remember...
On. That is so sappy.
Yeah, it really is, isn't it?
I don't think...
You must have a tough time in high school.
Yeah, well, back when we were in high school, I can't imagine that would work very well in today's world.
Yeah. No, but it also leads us to the point that if that was on the radio, when you were driving around and you were going here and there... Mm-hmm. And
your transistor radio.
Practically. You didn't have a Walkman yet. And you didn't have, you didn't have your iPhone yet. All right. Then you need to be coming in for that free review because you need some help here. You know, I mean, you're getting ready in the next few years, if you're not there already, to be using the money that you're saving.
Yeah, somebody's right probably not going to be paying you anymore paycheck, so you have to get a paycheck from your own assets.
Hey, you're going to be self-employed.
That's right.
in a manner of speaking. So free review, important, very important for you as well. And again, here's our number to set that up. 979-836-2903. 979-836-2903. Again, some of the things we talk about on the program seem like they're kind of mundane, but they can be very, very important, such as, what if you become injured or disabled in some way and can't work?
Or get sick.
Yeah. That's a lot of people who are on disability. And I'm not talking about being on Social Security disability. I'm talking about being on a disability program that is more than likely, not always, but more than likely provided through your employer.
And if they do provide it, you should get it, because that's about the cheapest way you can.
People don't know that, guys.
Right.
They don't understand. A, it's super important because you at least get usually, what, about 60% of your paycheck. If you got to be stuck on the couch because you got an illness or you broke your leg or and can't do your regular job, I mean, you could be disabled and knocked off of the job for 2 months, 3 months, a year, whatever it is. How are you going to pay your bills?
Yeah, and it's really important to understand that if you are getting disability coverage through your employer, generally the way it's going to be structured is they're going to have two disability plans. One is going to be short-term disability, and the other is going to be long-term disability. And almost all short-term disability plans that I've seen really isn't tied to your salary, because the short-term disability, you're generally either sick or in an accident. That's not going to affect you long term. And so they're just going to pay you a certain dollar amount for that time period.
Well, and for those of you or you know people who do not have an emergency fund or not much of one set aside, that could actually be very helpful if you need to buy groceries.
Absolutely.
Or just pay the rent, utilities.
Or pay the rent, utilities, yes. So short-term disability, if you don't have the cash in the bank, et cetera. But the long-term disability usually kicks in
six months or later.
Okay.
Most of them now are going to be 90 days because to be tax qualified, the waiting period has to be 90 days. So
at least.
Yeah.
Right. For your employer's plan or any type of disability coverage, even if you had it privately. So the question I got asked was, well, should I take the option to pay for my disability coverage through my employer pre-tax or after-tax? What's the difference in the money when it comes to you and your disability payment? When do you get taxed on it? If you're paying for it pre-tax, you're going to be charged income tax on the benefit.
Yeah,
and most people don't know that.
If you pay pre-tax, you don't have to pay any taxes on the premium, but if you get a benefit from it, that's taxable income to you.
Mm-hmm.
If you pay it with after-tax dollars, you paid tax on the premium, and if you get on benefit, now it's tax-free.
So just be careful with that. Always check with your human resources department or your employer in some way. Just find out about this, and you're going to be glad that for, I don't know, it's like $10 to $20 a month at the most on most of these plans. Jamie, it depends on what type of job you have. And
for long-term disability?
Yeah.
Well, it's probably more than that.
Yeah.
Well, it depends on your level of income, too.
That's correct.
Yeah.
Because it is going to be tied to a level of income.
Mm-hmm.
But Doug made the point, when it comes down to choosing between paying for it with pre-tax dollars or after-tax dollars, generally speaking, you're better off paying for it with pre-tax dollars, because that means you get to take more money home to actually pay bills while you're not disabled.
Yeah,
in other words,
hopefully you don't have to use it.
Hopefully you never have to use it, and therefore the effect on your budget is less if you pay for it with pre-tax dollars. Statistically, I don't know what the current statistics are, but they used to say that the chances of becoming disabled for 60 days or more, 1 in 4.
Mm-hmm. That's 25%.
That's 25%.
In your lifetime.
In your lifetime.
Significant, though.
And so it's important to understand that. And so if you pay for it with pre-tax dollars, the likelihood is that financially it'll affect you less. And you're more probably more willing to do it if it's going to affect your budget in less of a fashion. So most of the time, we normally recommend that you do it with pre-tax. However, if you buy it individually, almost all of those are after-tax premiums.
Yeah, you're paying it out of your checkbook. Kind of,
right.
Kind of like your car insurance, except you're protecting your income and not your car. And that the money can be used for anything. It's a check that comes to you.
Yeah, they're not asking you, what are you spending this on? Are you taking it to the grocery store?
You don't have to have receipts or anything like that. It's just
right.
Yeah, because the individual policies, where it comes up the most of where I've seen it most, and trying to determine whether they want to pay for it with pre-tax dollars or after-tax dollars has been in the medical community with doctors and so forth, because most of them are private service corporations and they have to make financial decisions. And that's one of the options generally they have is do what they want to pay for with pre-tax dollars or after-tax dollars.
Well, and those premiums are a little hefty.
They are a little bit higher.
Yeah. So again, everybody's situation is different. And that's why as financial planners, we look at things. It may even seem mundane, but if it's toward bettering your life and the life of the people you care about and your family, that's what we do as financial planners. What is the best option? How do you look at things? Not just this issue, but all of those financial issues that have to do with you, your security, your family's security today and into the future.
Yeah, for generally speaking, if you have benefits that are offered through your employer that the employer is sponsoring or helping pay for, you should take advantage of all of those.
Yep.
Because generally they're going to be less expensive because they're group policies. In addition to that, if there are other things that you can own personally, you should do that also because you don't control what the employer does.
Yeah, see, that's why I was thinking the same thing. That's where it comes into. If you're just starting out, get everything you can through the employer because you can get your life insurance, your disability insurance, medical insurance. If you can get that through the employer, it's much, much cheaper than on your own. But that's just a starting point.
That's right.
Because if you leave that employer, what happens to those benefits?
They're gone.
Now, and rarely anymore, we're seeing some of the, especially the term life products at employers that you're not able to take with you if you leave.
Right.
Not true in every case, but we're seeing more and more of that to where you just can't take that with you. It's not portable with you.
And it's important to understand the distinction between benefits that you receive through your employer that they're sponsoring and helping pay for, as opposed to worksite products, which are individual products that you can buy. You can pay for them through payroll deduction, but they don't have anything to do with your employer.
Right. Those are on their own.
They're
just making
their standalone products.
They're available to you.
Yeah, the employer.
That's all they're doing.
The employer is just giving that particular company the opportunity to come in and offer their products to you on a payroll deduction basis.
So if you left the company, you could still pay for those benefits.
Sure.
Right.
Yeah. I see that most commonly when I go in and I'm doing a 401k meeting at a company. And the guy in there talking to the employees before me, or he's going to be right after me, is the Aflac man.
Right.
So that's the kind of thing Aflac, you're talking about.
Yeah. Aflac is one of the companies, Colonial Life. Another that offers those types of products that are called worksite products, and you can get them. Generally, the underwriting on them is a little more liberal, but that makes them a little bit more expensive generally.
Yeah, mostly I see people getting the, we'll pay you an extra benefit if you're in the hospital, that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Cancer policies.
Cancer policies, hospital indemnity policies.
Right. Those are the most familiar.
Yeah, there are some disability policies that you can get through worksite companies. So, yeah.
It doesn't mean they're bad.
That's right.
It just means that they're different and they function differently.
Than an employer-sponsored plan. That's right.
All right. So, let's talk a little bit about your money and the volatility we're still seeing.
I think we're going to see that for years. Well, for the last couple of years, it wasn't so volatile. Last year it was. This year it is. And that's historically, that's the norm. This is normal in the market, believe it or not.
We got lulled into thinking it wasn't anymore. Yes. This is the new normal. Hey, nothing really happens. We might go up maybe a little bit here and there. We might go down a little bit here and there, but it's no big deal. Now it is a bigger deal when you got a 10 or 15% downswing.
Swing, yeah.
Here and there. So what parts of the markets in the last several months have done better in these kind of things? And how do you work this information into what you're doing, let's say, in your 401k or your IRA and your investments? So we'll talk a little bit about some of that and give you some actual figures that you can think about and see where you fall. So you don't have to make that rash decision of, I'm getting out and that's it. And then you have to think of, when do I get back in? So we don't want you to be there. We want you to be more intelligent so you don't have to go there. So we'll talk a little bit about that. Meantime, got a question? You're welcome to call us. Here's our number on the private line for the show. And that's 800-332-7879. 800-332-7879. This is the Money Makeover Show from Neil Financial Group. Prison in my love, she holds the key.
A simple yellow ribbon's what I need. Well, folks, it's spring once again. Flowers and trees are blooming, birds are singing, baseball season is here, and of course, it's insect swarm season. Hi, I'm Larry with Intech Pest Management. Intech Pest Management is ready to protect your homes and property from termites and flying ants. If you see mud or holes on your walls, tunnels coming up on the outside of your buildings, or flying insects suddenly appearing around the windows or the bathroom, please call Intech Pest Management. A pest inspection by an expert is one of the wisest choices you can make. Please call Intech Pest Management in Brenham. Call 979-830-0909. In Bryan College Station, please call 979-846-0611. You may also visit us on the web at IntechPestManagementInc.com. Intech is proud to have been chosen by customers as Best Pest Control Company by the Brenham Banner Press subscribers for the last 15 years. We thank you for your past and continued support and allowing Intech Pest Management to be your pest control company.
Hope Rising, a local ministry, provides care for children rescued from human sex trafficking. As a licensed child placement agency, Hope Rising needs your help. If you feel called to become foster parents, house parents, or respite caregivers, and can provide family structure and the love of Christ to these broken children, fill out the foster parent form online at HopeRisingMinistries.org. Hope Rising provides a high level of training and support. The joy comes when you see a broken and battered girl transform into the woman she was meant to be. That's HopeRisingMinistries.org.
Looking for a reputable pharmacy? Medical Arts in Brenham is a full-service pharmacy with a reputation of quality products and prompt personal service. Taking care of people is Medical Arts' priority. Whether you're standing at the counter or calling on the phone, you'll always get prompt service. Medical Arts at 207 East Academy Street offers prescription services, home delivery, diabetic supplies, and much more. So for fast, reliable service, go to Medical Arts, your hometown pharmacy. Visit their website, medicalartsdrugco.com, or call 979-836-3687.
Tune in Tuesdays at 9 a.m. for Community Corner on KWHI AM 1280 and FM 101.7. Community Corner is a program to keep you informed about happenings in Washington County. Tuesday, March 26th, Craig will be speaking with Mark Rosenbaum about the Fire and Ice Cook-Off in Independence. If you have an event that you are planning and would like to share the information with the public, contact Holly at 979-836-3655. Community Corner, Tuesdays at 9 a.m. on Friendly Country KWHI.
It's Brenham Cub Baseball Tuesday night on KWHI. The Brenham Cubs looking for that first district win will play host to Magnolia West Tuesday night, 7 o'clock at Fireman's Park. Join Doug Brown and Tommy Lange for all the action. 6:40 pregame on your voice for Brenham Cub Baseball, AM 1280 KWHI, FM 101.7, and KWHI.com.
Welcome back to The Cat Show. Up next, we have Nico.
Nico is a member of the Shelter Pet Group.
That's right. A group known especially for their sunspot sleeping, ball chasing, leg rubbing, and of course, companionship. Just look how she struts.
It's like she owns the place.
And see how she curls up and cuddles her person.
The pitch on her purring is simply perfect.
Nice one.
Fantastic cat. But really the best way to know an amazing shelter pet like Nico is to meet one.
Visit theshelterpetproject.org today. Adopt.
This ad brought to you by the Ad Council and Country Paws Rescue Incorporated of Hempstead.
I'll never forget
that moment.
As long as I live. My first call up ever as a member of the National Guard.
When we got to the armory, they briefed us on the wildfires. They were getting dangerously close to homes.
Helicopters were going out to drop water on the fires.
Guys in the unit were preparing for firefighting with local fire crews.
At that moment, I got my first taste of just how important the Guard is to my community.
See how the Guard can be an important part of your life at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Texas National Guard, aired by the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
Ah, yes. It's the Polka Parade.
That's the hit that lasts forever.
That's right.
At least it does on this show.
Yeah, we've been playing that for years.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, we need to think about it. Even if it's a different polka, right? I don't know. Anyway.
I'm glad we got away from the vinyl discs playing the music. Probably wore out by now.
Hey, welcome back to the last few minutes of this edition of the Money Makeover Show. I'm Tony Navarre, Certified Financial Planner. My colleagues, Doug Neal, Certified Financial Planner, and Jamie Keyes, Chartered Financial Consultant, here in the studio with me. And we've been talking about some nuts and bolts things, you know, emergency fund, what kind of insurance products are and different types of things are available through your employer. How do you make those decisions? Disability coverage, nuts and bolts, but that's part of financial planning.
That's life.
Yeah.
That's life.
Financial planning is about life and being prepared for things now, mm-hmm. 6 months from now, 6 years, 60 years from now, right? That's the whole idea. A lot of people think, well, it's really just whatever I'm investing in right now in the market. That's part of it, but it's not the primary things, because if you aren't shored up at the, we use a kind of a pyramid mm-hmm. thing of things you really need to have, and at the base of that is your insurances.
Your risk management, all the bad things that could happen to you, you need to have that covered.
And then you get to the next level, the mid-level, and the top levels. And that, toward more the top is where you're putting your money in your brokerage account or IRA account.
You're investing things.
Yeah. So we do go ahead and concern ourselves with that. And I just like to pass on a couple of things. You know, a lot of us have a lot of choices in our retirement plan booklets of different investments we can choose inside of our 401k, 403b plans, etc. And it can be pretty confusing. I had someone ask me about a week ago, well, you know, what's doing best? What's doing best? Well, what day is it?
Yeah, what okay. day is it?
I mean, everything has its own time frame and its own volatility measures. So it's how you blend things together and look at them in context of, you know, the realities of what's going on today in investing and in the world, in economies, and you try to blend these things. The boring stuff that I'm looking at on a list of returns so far, how things have done in the market so far, really boring things like utilities have been very stable, and their returns have been over 10%.
So far this year.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The materials sector has done well. Consumer staples, the old standby. Hey, if you still got to have laundry detergent or toothpaste or deodorant, it's consumer staples. Food, right? That's done well, over 9%. And healthcare. Now, healthcare has been down a little bit, been battered around a little bit, but you're still looking at 6, 7% returns. Now, do you need to have some of this other stuff that's more volatile? Depends on where you are, right, and how far from retirement. But if you want to balance things out, you need to have some energy or industrials, etc. We're looking at 14-15% can be higher on some of these things. But if you got everything in those, then you're going to have a lot more volatility, and that's just the way it is. So blending things together, getting on the right track is where things are most commonly doing you the best.
In most retirement plans, you can pick a fund or a combination, a basket of funds.
Maybe called a target date fund in your 401k plan, for instance.
Or they have some that are conservative, a group of choices, and then a moderate conservative, then moderate, then aggressive, and or moderate aggressive, and then aggressive. And like Jamie and I, we were talking, not Jamie, Jamie, I, and Tony, we're all talking off the break that, you could pick any one of those, and there isn't a whole lot of difference in the total return that you get over a 10-year period. Mm-hmm. Now, the ride can be a lot more volatile. You know, if you pick the aggressive basket of funds versus the conservative basket of funds. But in 10 years, if the return's only 1% or 2% or 3% difference, do you want to take that wild ride? If that's do anything, just pick the one in the middle. And then you got both ends of it taken care of.
When in doubt.
Yeah, when in doubt, just pick the one in the middle. And then you could do extra stuff on the outsides.
Well, and I think, too, that when I get the question and I'm surrounded by this sea of 20-something-year-old faces at a 401k enrollment, and they say, well, you know, I haven't done this before. I'm really new to this. I've only been doing it for a year or so. What should I pick? I mean, I've got 40 years plus before I'm going to be pulling money out of this for retirement. And I say, well, so you really aren't experienced with this. How would you feel if your balance on one day dropped by 15 or 20%?
Meaning you had $1,000 and now you look at your statement, it's $800.
Yeah. How would you feel? Well, that would scare me. I don't know. Blah, blah, blah. So, you know, in a lot of cases, you have to counsel with yourself, and I counsel with people, too, to say, you know what? Mm. You know, you don't have to go for the most aggressive thing, even though it says you could do it. Maybe you need to kind of get your feet wet with this a little bit, investor-wise, and maybe pull back a little bit on something not quite so volatile until you kind of get the hang of this and you start understanding it more.
That's I think of the important point there. If we thought rates of return over 10 years being so, differences being so small, the most important thing is to get started.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, get started.
And don't get so scared that you won't do it anymore.
That's right.
So, again, free review can be super important. Are you in the right spots for you right now on a number of issues? 979-836-2903.
See you back here Wednesday.
The show you have just been listening to is sponsored by the Neal Financial Group and does not reflect the view of KWHI or its advertisers. The opinions voiced in this show are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. You should consult a financial professional when considering making investments in the financial markets. Financial markets may involve risks. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. Nothing said on this show is intended to or should be considered an offer or solicitation to buy or sell any security. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Should you have more questions, please visit the website at neilfinancial.com or call their Brenham office at 979-836-2903.